Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Ray Hager and I speak with Congresswoman Dina Titus of CD1 for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Sully's Sports Bar inside the Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch all your favorite sports. And now you can enjoy your favorite team on our brand new high-def TVs featuring the Papa, the big daddy of them all. It's our giant 17-foot big screen TV wall. And we have two 79-inch high-def TVs, 12 65-inch high-def TVs, including two party booths for your own private party, and six high-def private booth TVs. Bring in your own headphones and listen to your favorite game right from your own seat. First, make your bets in our William Hill Sportsbook, then enjoy your favorite cold beer, libations, burgers, wings, pizza, and our signature Build Your Own Bloody Mary bar. Then settle in and download our app and listen to any game being shown in Sully's Sports Bar. Catch your favorite team on our new high-def big-screen TVs. Sully's Sports Bar is the only place to watch your favorite sports all year long. The Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Congresswoman Dina Titus of Congressional District 1. Pleasure to have you back on the program, Dina. Wanted to start out with what's happening with Obamacare. 14 out of the 17 counties in Nevada with no coverage coming up. How do you feel about this? What needs to be done?
Well, I know that the governor is working on this, and they are trying to negotiate some agreement to keep them in those counties. They've got a little bit of time. But I just go back to the proposal that I've been talking about for a while now. Well, there are about 100 members of Congress, all Democrats in the House, who have signed on to the Medicare for All bill, which is, of course, providing it but for everybody, but certainly this would be an interim step towards that. I know Bernie Sanders supports it in the Senate, and I'm not sure who all else.
It's interesting to watch what's happening with the President and Mitch McConnell both talking about potentially working with Democrats. Oh, my goodness, what a shocking thing to come out and say. How realistic do you think this is?
Well, I'm always an optimist, so I'd like to think we could come together on some issues that we all know needs fixing, but you can't do that as long as it's an existential argument. If they're going to argue that we got to repeal Obamacare, then, you know, we got nowhere to go from there.
And do you feel that that's, you know, the majority in the Senate on the Republican side are feeling that way?
Well, they'll say in private that they want to work with you, but then in public, the president just reels them in, and they're not very agreeable. They keep sticking by what they can do to get rid of Obamacare. Now, in fact, some of them are even saying repeal and don't replace. We heard the president suggest that might be a possibility. That would be the worst thing to do.
What do you think about the insurance commissioner for Nevada coming out last week and writing that we're looking at a 38% increase for people who can get Obamacare in Clark, Washoe, and Nye counties?
Well, I certainly hope that's not the case, and I doubt if it'll be that high. But if it is, it's because the insurance companies face such uncertainty. They don't know what the plan's going to be. How do they accommodate people who are maybe added to the program? So that it's just, you know, if any company needs certainty in order to project, it's insurance companies. I hear that all the time from businesses, from the chambers of commerce. And when the Republicans head in the House have one bill, in the Senate they got something else, they can't get it passed, the president's saying something different altogether, they don't know how to project the cost.
Dina, you earlier mentioned the concept that some Republicans are talking about Obamacare repeal now and then replace later. I'm kind of perplexed on that. How would that work? What happens in the interim when you haven't replaced it yet?
Well, I think it would be a disaster. You'd have everybody who's on expanded Medicaid then now having no insurance. You'd have people getting no incentives to buy insurance and no help with subsidies. Our hospital here in Southern Nevada, the public hospital, which is now finally operating in the black, would go back into bankruptcy. You know, we've had to bail them out every year for a decade of as much as $100,000 a year, $100 million a year. I think it would be a disaster.
Okay.
Even the governor agrees with that.
Okay. Now, Dina, another thing is that the last time I talked to you, you were considering running for the U.S. Senate. Now, Jackie Rosen has thrown her hat into the ring. Are you still thinking about running, or is this Rosen's race now?
No, I'm still thinking about it. In fact, we've gotten some good poll numbers recently. This is a personal choice as well as a political choice. You know, it's in terms of how does my lifestyle change? Is it worth putting yourself through a year and a half? But more importantly, how does my move affect the people of District 1 and Nevadans? Can I be of greater service staying in the House on these good committees and building up some more seniority? Or am I better service in the Senate being the freshman at the end of the line? So those are the kind of things I've got to give good, serious thought to.
And these really are good issues to think about. Have you talked to Shelley Berkley about this and what it takes in terms? I know you've run statewide before, but that was a pretty brutal pounding she took in the last cycle.
Well, Shelley and I are good friends. We talk often. And, you know, it's not child's play when you're running for the Senate seat, especially when it's the seat that they have to hold. So I know it'll be war, and I know it'll be brutal, and you have to take all that into consideration. But I've had tough fights before, Sam. That's not the thing that really scares me.
What people say, and I'm playing devil's advocate here, is
okay.
Some of the issues that you've talked about in the past, like fair share in Washoe County, would come back to bite you in a statewide race in a Senate race like this.
Well, I'm sure Dean Heller would try to make the most of that. But I have an awful lot of friends all around the state, and at the time I've been in Congress, I've been a congressperson for the entire state, whether it was sage grouse or public lands or, you know, help for the Truckee River. So I think that record will far outshine any comments I may have made in jest or when I was fighting for my southern district in the legislature many years ago.
You were kind of irritated, I think, to say the least, when Senator Reid pushed Reuben Kiwan to run for the congressional seat, and you said, hey, I've got my own money, and you didn't mind Senator Reid, and you pushed straight ahead. Is that pretty much your attitude on Jackie Rosen being pushed to the fore?
Well, I can't control what Senator Reid does or what Jackie Rosen does or what Dean Heller does. I can only control what Dina Titus does, and so I make that decision based on that, not on Senator Reid's preferences.
Dina,
whatever they may be or for whatever reason they are.
Excuse me, Dina. Earlier you mentioned poll numbers when we were talking about a possible run for U.S. Senate. Could you share some of those numbers with us?
Well, we're kind of doing a deep dive into the numbers. I can tell you that they're good, and as soon as I finish this analysis, Ray, you'll be the first to know.
Okay. What
can
are you
can
asking?
Can I make that reservation for the show right now?
It won't be long.
Let me ask you a couple of quick questions on this. How much money do you think you'll have to raise, and how much money do you think will come in from third parties, which may exceed the two candidates total?
Oh, it will exceed the two candidates total. There's no question about it. You know, the races now you don't talk about in the hundreds of thousands. You talk about in the millions. Look at that House race in Georgia recently that was so expensive. And most of that money comes from the outside. And that's a problem for a Democrat. You can work as hard as you want to and say raise $10 million. Well, there's going to be $100 million coming from outside groups, and more of that's going to come on the Republican side than the Democratic side.
Really? Because that really wasn't the case so much in the last cycle. The Democrats certainly were not short of money.
No, we do a good job, and we have groups that support us from the outside. But if you look at this race in Nevada and you see Sheldon Adelson and you see Steve Wynn, I think that they're going to make a real point to get all that money in here from outside to save Dean Heller.
More with Dina Titus when we come back.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Congresswoman Dina Titus of CD1. In the last segment, you brought up Sheldon Adelson, Steve Wynn, both close friends and confidants of the president. But you also have a relationship with those two gentlemen. Have you talked to them about the president and their relationship with the president and how that may affect Nevada, for example, especially with, say, Yucca Mountain?
I haven't talked to them directly, but we certainly talk to people who are their executives who work for them, because both of their main properties are right in my district. And I'm very concerned about the xenophobia of the president and how it will affect international tourism. That's our growth market, and if he's saying people aren't welcome here, that means they won't come to travel and have fun and eat and shop and gamble right here in Las Vegas, and that will be a real hurt for the Nevada economy and the state coffers.
Dino, do you have any maybe preliminary numbers about how the Trump administration is impacting foreign travelers to Las Vegas and Nevada?
I don't have them right in front of me, but they've been published in newspapers here in the state. Some of the different travel organizations have looked at figures of how many people now are not searching for Las Vegas websites, how many people are not making reservations internationally. Airline flights are down. I spoke with the lady who runs the Reno airport, and she said that their flights from Reno to Mexico City and Guadalajara, I believe it is, are down of 20-25%. Same thing is true here in Las Vegas.
You know, getting back to this U.S. Senate race, what do you think of Jackie Rosen's candidacy? You know, I was thinking she kind of lacks experience. She's only, this is her first session, her first term in the U.S. House, never served before. Whereas you got a long track record that goes back to the Senate Minority Leader at the state legislature.
Well, that's right, Ray. Jackie Rosen is a nice lady. She's new to politics. You know, maybe that has appeal. People want somebody who hadn't been part of the process. But I'm proud of my record, and I think that Nevada has got some really tough fights and needs somebody who's seasoned in the ring, whether it is Yucca Mountain or building I-11.
When you're contemplating this run, if you decide to make the run, are you going to point to your primary against Jim Gibson as the example of what can happen to somebody who decides to go against you in a primary?
Well, that was an interesting battle. You know, they said the night before, or I think the weekend before the election, it was too close to call, and I ended up beating him by 20 points statewide. So I'm not afraid of a primary. I have good, strong support among the Democrats because I've been among the Democrats for a long time. And I value that very much. And I don't want to waste that support. That's another reason that I may stay in this House seat.
Well, you know, it was interesting because I remember the debate with Jim Gibson, and he just didn't see you coming.
Well, that was another one of Harry Reid's picks, don't forget.
That's right. Dina, you know, Jim Gibson has been, the governor wants to appoint him to the Clark County Commission. Your thoughts
right.
on that?
That has happened, Ray, just recently.
Yeah, excuse me. Let me rephrase that. How do you think Mr. Gibson will do on the Clark County Commission?
Oh, I think it was a good choice. There were a number of people that would have been good members of the commission, but he certainly knows Henderson. He was the mayor of Henderson. That district is one that he helped build. I think he'll be a good addition. And when he was mayor, he served on some of the regional boards like RTC and the Convention Authority. So he hits the ground running. I think it was a good choice.
All right, let's take a break. More with Dina Titus when we come back.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group customer care team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Congresswoman Dina Titus. Steve Sisolak has been making out as though he's going to run for governor for a long time, and now there's a movement to have Chris Gee run for governor. That would be an interesting primary, don't you think?
Well, it will, and both of them are longtime friends. I said I would support Steve before Chris started even thinking about it. I thought Chris ought to run for Secretary of State. That's right in her wheelhouse. She's concerned about equality and accessibility to the ballot, and those are going to be big issues, I believe. The census is going to be during the next cycle, and so we'll just see how that all shakes out.
But will you still continue to support Sisolak, or are you – because it sounds like you're giving a suggestion right here to Chris Gee of what race she should run in.
Well, I'm not going to tell her what to do any more than I want Harry Reid telling me what to do. So that's going to have to be a choice they make, and we'll see what happens. But I tell you what, either one of them would be a hell of a lot better than Laxalt, because he is so extreme, and he spent his entire time as Attorney General just suing the government.
Would you recommend that Steve Sisolak buys a lot of pairs of tennis shoes? Because Chris Gee is known to wear out several pairs whenever she campaigns.
She is a tough campaigner. There's no question about that. And she's used to walking precincts. So,
Dina, getting back to this possible U.S. Senate race, you know, Dean Heller, when he's on the national news, he's always referred to as the most vulnerable Republican running for election in 2018. Do you really buy that he's that vulnerable?
Well, according to national numbers, that's true. He's the only Republican who's up this time in a state that Hillary Clinton carried. And the health care issue has kind of gotten him in a box. He doesn't want to throw people off of Medicaid. This was the governor's big issue, but he doesn't want to make his base mad. So I think he's vulnerable in that sense. Here on the ground in Nevada, you know that he's won many statewide races. He's very personable. He's moderate, really, and if you look at his overall record. So I'm not lulled into thinking that he's really vulnerable and it would be an easy race to beat him. There's no question that it would be tough and that he'd be popular.
You know, when you look at the past U.S. Senate races and the one with Dean Heller, they seem so close. Usually Nevada Senate races are very, very close. Do you see that again in 2018 if it's Heller versus Titus or Heller versus Rosen?
No question about it. You know, Nevada is still typically a swing state, and that's especially true in off-year elections. But it's not just the Senate races that are close. You know, you can win an assembly seat by 4 or 5 votes. It's been done many times.
Do you think that literally thousands of people that are going to be moving to Nevada over the next 18 months are going to make a difference when you're going to see an increase in union jobs in southern Nevada and factory jobs in northern Nevada?
Well, think the fact that there's jobs is very exciting for Nevada. You know how hard hit we were during the recession. We had the highest unemployment in the country. So to see the stadium being built down here and maybe the Esterline project moving forward, the international resorts, seeing all that's going on up there in the industrial park with Tesla, and I think, don't you have Google coming or Apple? I mean, it's just, it's amazing. And, yes, there's going to be a lot of new people moving in here. We've got to be sure that they get engaged in the community. They see the value of civic participation. They're registered to vote. Kind of depends on where they're coming from, how they're going to line up once they're here.
Let's talk about Yucca Mountain, because obviously that has raised its ugly head once again. And
yeah.
It seems like once again we are 49-1 in terms of states in favor or against.
Well, it's pretty close to that. It came out of the Commerce Committee on the House side, 49-4. We had some people who stuck with us, but once they took out the problem with the water rights, that got some of the Californians on the other side. And so it is a battle. You know, we'll fight it all the way. Taking out that water rights issue gives us more things that we can sue on. And they also changed the time limit, so that gives us a little bit longer to fight, which always works in our favor. But they also lifted the cap on how much waste could be stored here, so it's just pretty much everything that exists can dump right here in Nevada. So we're going to have to keep fighting it. And you see the lawsuits that are going on around the country coming out of Texas. You see the money in the budget that Trump has put there. You read the comments about that are coming from Secretary Perry about the moral imperative to finish this. How in the world our senators voted to confirm him, I do not know.
Well, speaking of Rick Perry, what do you think his influence will be? I mean, when he's the energy secretary, so he's got to carry some weight, especially when the majority in both houses is Republican.
Well, you know, I don't think many of the cabinet secretaries carry much weight at all. Look at what's happened to the Secretary of State. He's gotten in a big fight with the personnel over there at the White House. Every time one of the secretaries says something, Donald Trump tweets something that's the opposite of that. So I don't know how much influence Perry has in the White House. I think he's just getting his orders from Mulvaney and perhaps Trump, too, to move forward with putting it here. He's an oil man from Texas. So, you know, what do you expect?
Well, the only department that seems to have really heavy heft is EPA. We've got about 30 seconds for you to respond to that.
Well, you put somebody at the head of EPA who spent their career in state government suing the EPA, wants to do away with the EPA, and that's exactly what he's trying to do. Fortunately, one of his recent moves to postpone some of the safety testing, I think it was for methane gas, has been stopped by the courts. They'll probably appeal it to the Supreme Court, but for now, that was one small victory.
And that's where we have to leave it. Congresswoman Dina Titus, thank you so much for being here, and we look forward to your announcement either direction in the next couple of weeks.
Always a pleasure, Sam. Thank you and Ray both.
And we'll be right back.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
On our next broadcast, Pat Mulroy, now senior fellow at the Brookings Mountain West Institute. We'll see you then.